right. Mr. Stryker?
That's Strader. Willis Strader.
What?
My name is Willis Strader, sir. Former Galaxy Chess Champ, 11 years running.
Whatever. Look, Mr. Strader, you have a lot of explaining to do, so why don't you just get started? And don't give me any of that where should I begin stuff. Just give me the facts I need for my report and we can all go home. Okay? Start at the beginning. Don't slow down in the middle and cease jawing at the end. Simple enough?
Yes. Let's see. I guess that would be shortly before the doctor showed up.
Who?
Doctor Who, Check and Mate, by Ron Daniels Jr., Episode 1.
I was always in love with the game of chess. Even as a child, it fascinated me. As a teen, I started playing professionally and started winning. I also started getting noticed. The more games I won, the bigger the crowds became. I don't like crowds. When I won my first galactic championship, I couldn't walk down the street of any civilized world without being recognized. By my fourth yearly win in a row, I had almost become reclusive. I won 11 times in a row, beating all sorts of intelligence, biological, mechanical, collectives. I lived in the game since that became my only moments of peace. They had to practically carry me to the last one. With all the people, I was so nervous, I couldn't walk. But it wasn't the game. Never that. It was the crowds. In the 12th year, I lost. On purpose. And immediately announced my retirement.
What in God's name does this have to do with anything?
I'm sorry.
I don't need a sob story. Just what happened?
I was getting to that, Inspector Jackson.
Oh, please do.
Where was I? Oh, yes. I decided to vanish from the public eye as fast as possible. One of my sponsors, Pariah Mining Corporation, had a position open in one of their automated deep mining facilities in the asteroid ruins of the Baclavian system. I would be alone except for monthly visits from supply freighters. I took the job and was gone the next morning for 6 months of solitude. And I was allowed to bring my chessboard. In no time at all, I started to relax. My job was to radio for help if any of the machinery broke down. A breakdown hadn't happened in years, and everything was self-repairing anyway. I had all the time in the world, and my world was composed of playing chess. I beat the computer without even trying so often, I decided to see if anyone out there wanted to play me. I used the radio and eventually found 9 other opponents to play, and I played them all, 9 games at once. We played over the audio link.
Knight to queens 1.
Checkmate in 3.
Bishop to rook 4.
Checkmate in 2.
Castle left.
Checkmate. Sorry, XP 319, you lose again. Talk to you tomorrow. Not even a challenge. I think a spotted T and then on to the next opponent.
Yes, a spotted T would do nicely, as would the pleasure of a game such a skilled opponent.
Where did you come from? Who are you? What do you want? How did you get in here?
That's a long story. I'm the doctor. I want a lot of things, but I would like to have a spotted T and play you in a game or three of chess. As for how I got in here, that door over there was open.
Look, you, this is a secured facility, and the only person authorized to be here is me. I'm authorized to... Did you say you wanted to play chess?
Yes, that's exactly what I said.
How did you find me here?
I was monitoring your games over the radio and found your strategy sound enough to possibly give me a challenge. I finally had the time to pop in to see if you're up for a little face-to-face competition yet. I could come back in a few weeks if you're not up to it.
No. I'll beat you face to face. It's been a few months since I've seen anyone.
Excellent. I'll see to the tea and you set the board?
No. The food machine only responds to my voice. You set the board and I'll get us some tea. didn't think anyone was interested in listening to a bunch of chess games anymore. Most people nowadays find it boring.
Interesting. What is it, Sub-Private Cast?
I have analyzed the most recent barrage of transmissions from the satellite, Corporal Fruitnut.
Report.
The computing system still cannot deduce whether these transmissions are encoded to protect the description of a weapon or not. It appears the humans may be developing a new form of composing war stratagems that are alien to our understanding.
Nonsense! These undisciplined weaklings could never produce stratagems that we cannot break. What do they know of the true glories of war? Bah!
Yet still, we have not developed enough plausible data to report back for additional orders, sir.
Do not mock me, Sub-Private.
No, sir, I did not intend...
Don't waste your breath. Continue the analysis. I want answers on this new battle computer that they are developing. Once we know enough, we will take it from them.
Yes, sir.
Private Threp!
Yes, sir.
Prepare the landing armaments. We will soon need them.
I must admit, Doctor, you play a most aggressive game.
Oh? Why is that?
You run too many strategies at once and not one of them gets in the way of the others.
I found in my travels that it's good to leave oneself many options to better handle unexpected events. Check.
I thought you'd take that avenue. Take this. That should do it.
Yes, a very interesting move.
More tea?
Oh, yes, please.
So, do you travel much, Doctor?
I get around, yes.
Well, how long have you been traveling?
Some years.
There's something. I never asked you how you got here.
Call Pariah 6. Call in Pariah 6.
Excuse me, Doctor. This is Pariah 6.
Call Pariah 6.
Corporal Fruitnut! Corporal Fruitnut!
What is it, Sub-Private?
A fresh transmission, sir.
I've got it figured. The real devastator. This one will knock the whole defense dome flat.
You don't say. Let's have it.
Are you ready for this one? Bishop 3 to Queen 7.
Well done. That's the solution, all right. Very devastating indeed.
That is all I need to know. Energize motivators. Keep ship under invisibility field and prepare to assault the satellite base. We are taking this devastating device from the humans and using it for the greater glory of the Sumtaran war cause. We are taking it from them now. Sub-Private, go to total radio silence. Private Threp, begin maneuvering our ship into attack range.
Let me think on what move to make, Nick. I'll radio you later on.
You have him in mate in 7 moves.
I know. I like to let them hope. It was an inspired move on his part.
And you're expecting it?
Yes, from about 6 transmissions back.
I thought so. I was wondering.
Yes, Doctor.
Aren't you worried about other people listening in on your transmissions?
No, why? It's only a few short bits of conversation and some moves on the chessboard. What could possibly happen?
Whoa! I really should calculate the odds and the amount of influence that statement has on cause and effect one day.
What statement?
It seems in my experience that when someone says, what could possibly happen, something usually does.
We were under attack! Oh my god, what do we do? What do we do?
We cease panicking. Well, you cease panicking, we get back to the TARDIS.
The what?
My ship, come on! Hold it!
What?
I forgot, I don't have my TARDIS with me.
Well, so what now?
We panic. No, wait, we run. Better yet, we panic while we run. Come on!
We've breached their outer hull and have mated with their inner airlock.
Curious that they have not fired upon us or displayed any defenses.
That is of no concern. We attacked before they could muster any defense. Once we breach the inner airlock and seize control, we will squeeze the prize from them to give to our superiors. Prepare the weapons and ready the autocannon for my use.
Sir!
Ah, figures. Dr. dumps me off about telling me how to use the entertainment system in this crappy lounge and starts having all the fun without me. Hey, Doc. Who's that with?
Mike, there you are. Good thing we ran into you.
All too literally.
This is the renowned Will Strader. He'll be helping us a bit later. Mr. Strader, this is Mike, my companion.
Pleasure to meet you. Perhaps you could tell me what the hell is going on?
Beats me. When the doctor's here, things always get interesting. I've learned not to ask too many questions.
One thinks that when you do, you aim to annoy me. But anyway, now that we're all here, Mr. Strader's transmissions seem to have attracted some attention. Some very nasty attention. Since we happen to be here, perhaps we should lend a hand diverting that attention? Wouldn't want Mr. Strader hurt before his big comeback, now would we, Mike?
Comeback?
Nope. What have you talking about, Doc? I'm in.
Comeback?
Good. Now then.
Comeback?
We find out who's knocking at the door, how many there are.
Comeback?
And how best to politely give them the boot.
Comeback! Wait a minute,
Mr. Strader, now is not the time to fixate on future events. We have a present to save first. This way, please, and try not to make any loud noises. Don't want to scare the guests needlessly.
Come on, Mr. S, follow along, we'll be having some fun in no time.
Yeah. Comeback?
Is the atmosphere seal completed?
Really, sir? Hurry, sub private cast. You delay us.
I am moving at top efficiency.
No impudence from you, sub private. Complete the task. Private Threp, is my autocannon prepared?
Yes, sir. Here is the remote.
Excellent. I think this will become most useful if any resistance should get in our way. We do this for the Sontaran Empire.
Seal completed.
Yes, thank you for that. It was getting awfully drafty in here.
What? You speak for the troops here? I assume you have come here to offer your surrender.
Actually, I'm here to offer yours.
What?
Yes, how does it go again? Oh yes, leave now and your lives will be spared. Oh, and do mend the door on your way out, if you wouldn't mind. There's a good Sontaran.
No one gives the great Sontaran warriors orders. Kill him!